Welcome to Time with Our Body Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 3rd, Wednesday, 2020, day 154. Today's topic, Captives Return Home. The Lord has done great things for us. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 126, verses 1 to 3, 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 14 to chapter 22, verse 20, Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 26, Proverbs 16, verse 18. Today's main passage, Psalm 126, verses 1 to 3. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is Captives Return Home. The Lord has done great things for us. I started a daily video noontime prayer on March 18 to partnership with the primate of the Anglican province of Southeast Asia, Archbishop Thays Melta, when the whole Canada declared emergency status due to COVID-19. On March 25th, I wrote a message to His Grace, Archbishop Melta, and I said, personally, I feel this is a diamond opportunity to test our relationship with Jesus and for the church to lead non-believers to Christ. But when I was about to send that through WhatsApp to Archbishop Melta, I felt that Jesus told me, no, this is not only a golden opportunity, but a diamond opportunity. Then I changed from golden into diamond. Please see the photo I took from my WhatsApp to see this message below. The diamond opportunity I received on March 18 happened in the past 2.5 months. The Lord has given a revival to many of us, including me, and has been using us to help a lot of people who are in darkness and depression to feel loved and cared for. Also, the Lord has been using quite a number of us to bring people to Him. Jesus used me to bring 5 people to receive Him as Savior and Lord of life miraculously the past 2.5 months. One of the 5 was a 91-year-old Mrs. Chen, who miraculously asked her son and daughter to help her to receive Christ, and she was willing to abandon the idol she had been believing for many years. Just last Tuesday, they called me in the afternoon and I went to baptize her and gave her First Communion. She was in clear conscience the whole time when we sang Jesus Loves Me to praise the Lord. And the whole process of baptism. Then 15 minutes after I left, she was in coma and passed away the next day. His son Cam had a moving testimony last night during our couples group Zoom meeting to witness this miracle he and his sister saw with their own eyes. And he said it was such a relief, peace, and joy to see his mother had the kind of peace he has never seen before on that day. And that day was just a week ago, last Tuesday, May 26. Yes, captives return home. The Lord has done great things for us. Could you grasp this diamond opportunity? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to grasp this diamond opportunity to have a spiritual revival and be willing to let you to use us to bring the captives to your home, your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you grasp this diamond opportunity to have a spiritual revival and be willing to let Jesus to use you to bring the captives to his home, his kingdom? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.